Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. There was a news release issued by a surgical center in New Jersey, which was touting its 1,000th robotic surgery operation on the human colon. So I thought, we better ask Dr. Cohen about this.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. 1,000 robotic surgeries sounds pretty impressive to me anyway. So is this actually now being used on a daily basis for routine operations like this?
Good morning, Dave. So the whole area of robotic surgery is one that is flourishing, and it's being applied in many, many different areas. So the interesting thing was with the robot is this was an industry-driven development in medicine. And the whole idea behind the robot was that it was minimally invasive surgery. Minimally invasive means that you don't have to make the big cut in the body that we historically did in surgery to get access to doing the surgery. So you can make a series of small incisions and put a camera inside, and then you can put these robotic arms in, and you can do the operation with less trauma, both externally and internally. But there's been this huge learning curve that surgeons have had to develop over the past couple of decades as robots have been out. At the same time, robotic surgery has evolved in many, many different areas. So the most commonly thought of robot, and what they're referring to here, is a robot that's called the Da Vinci. It's really robotically assisted surgery. So the surgeon is still actually doing the operation. The surgeon sits in a console and looks at a screen. Mm-hmm. And then there's usually another surgeon at the bedside that then puts these arms and camera inside the body. And then the surgeon that's sitting in the console can then direct himself directly to where he wants to operate and can do surgery this way. And so this has been great for areas that have been hard to access historically. So it's been used widely in prostate surgery now, but actually it's been used in cardiac surgery, and it's been used widely in adults for doing, for example, mitral valve repairs or mitral valve replacements. So it is being used in cardiac surgery, but actually now there's a whole bunch of different robots that are being developed for all different types of specialties. So for example, in the field of orthopedic surgery, there's a couple of different robots that are out now for the purpose of doing knee replacements, or for the purpose of doing hip replacements, or for the purpose of doing knee resurfacing. So there's robots for that. There are robots for actually doing hair transplants now. So where this has been historically a very tedious operation, there's robots that actually extract follicles of hair and then reimplant follicles of hair.
So while you're just sitting there, do they have to like anchor your head so it doesn't move?
That is actually what happens. Yeah. And so, but the technology is super interesting because there are all these sensors that sense where the robot is in space, so it knows how to move and where to move. But in most cases, it's not the robot just doing the surgery by itself. It's actually the robot being assisting the surgeon so that the surgeon can do it in a more
efficient
manner.
Just an extension of the surgeon's hands, essentially.
For me, for example, when I would do an operation on a child's heart, I had to open the chest. I could feel the heart, and I could do things with my fingers and instruments. This isn't how this works. If they're doing a robotic mitral valve repair, the surgeon actually never touches the heart. The instruments go inside of the chest through tiny quarter-inch incisions, and there may be slightly bigger incisions to get certain equipment inside the chest, but for the most part, they're little tiny incisions, and it goes in between the rib spaces. You don't have to cut the breastbone, and they actually never touch the heart, but they do the whole operation.
And they replace a valve by remote control then. So the robot has little arms that take out the old valve and stitch in the new one?
Right. Well, the surgeon is actually doing it, but he's controlling the arms.
But he's controlling these little arms.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive to watch.
So,
but it's a skill set for sure, and it's different than learning traditional surgery.
So it has a little needle and thread when you stitch the valve in?
Yeah, again, because this was largely driven by industry, the industry has been very smart about developing different tools and to make it easier for surgeons to do things. So, for example, surgeons have always tied knots manually by hand, but there's certain knot-tying devices now that help to tie sutures, or there's actually devices that just occlude things or hold things in place that don't require tying knots at all. So it's really been driven by a lot of clever engineering and the industry as a whole, and it's really advanced the practice of medicine, specifically surgery, in many, many different areas.
So is heart surgery like an outpatient thing now?
No, heart surgery is for sure not an outpatient thing, but actually there are innovations in heart surgery, for example, in the replacement of the aortic valve that are not yet done as an outpatient, but I suspect that within the next 3 years, we will be doing aortic valve replacements using this certain technique, transaortic valve replacement, in the outpatient setting in relatively low-risk patients.
So in a few years, you can say, I need the afternoon off to get my aortic valve replaced, but I'll be back in the morning.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, look, historically, when people had coronary artery disease, they had to have coronary bypass. So they'd go into the hospital, have their chest open, their heart stopped. They'd have their blood vessels bypassed, and they'd take months to recover. Now, if somebody has a heart attack, again, largely driven by industry, people can go in, they get an angiogram, an interventional cardiologist places a stent. Stents will, you know, dilate up and hold the narrowed area open. And that's done as an outpatient procedure.
Wow. Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Thanks, Dr. Cohen.
Thanks, Dave.